The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Singapore's only business and personal finance station. It's Money FM 89.3. Now, are we ready for the 5G network? In fact, are mobile operators ready for the added security responsibility which will come with this new power? We're talking about speed, and a whole lot of other things. Might we be not familiar enough with what's happening? Good thing we have some help on hand. Song Tang Yi is Vice President APEC at A10 Networks, and according to A10 Networks' new Securing the Future of Smart World 5G survey, security is, though, a top concern for these operators, and we should be wary as well as consumers. So, Tang Yi, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So we know the importance of security, obviously.
Right.
Look at what happened with SingHealth last year, mm-hmm. and that was just something that was quite shocking for everyone. SingHealth is such a huge entity.
Right.
What comes with 5G and IoT devices that makes the importance of security that much more at the forefront of everyone's minds?
I think 5G basically brings two characteristics that's very important, which is fast data transfer speed and then latency. And basically, it provides connectivities. And with the proliferations of 5G, Gartner has predicted that by 2020, which is next year, there will be 20 billion of IoT devices. And the IoT devices will be all interconnected.
20 billion devices where?
I mean, it could be in, let's say, like self-driving cars. It could be in, you know, medical equipment. It could be in
around
industrial.
The world.
Around the world, right?
Okay.
So all these are embedded. So currently, you might be even in your fridge, in your doors, right? And the proliferation of this IoT, what will happen is that because of 5G, they'll be all interconnected in a wireless manner. And the concern for security is this, right? The hackers could use any of these, you know, exploit the weaknesses of these IoT devices and plant a malware, botnet, and kind of transform these IoT devices into a weapon and started, we call it the DDoS attack, which is the denial of service. And this will be one of the security concerns for 5G networks.
Because there'll be that much many more avenues for them to sneak into.
Exactly. The world population.
And then it'll be so much quicker, harder to detect, right?
Exactly, right. So it's like world population is 7.7 billion. There are 20 billion IoT appliances. And some of these IoT appliances, they might kind of, you know, be a little bit weak on their security installations there. Then the hackers will exploit that. So it becomes a very major consideration. About 79% of the service provider or mobile operators that we survey, right, they say that they have actually planned security into their networks, 5G networks, when they are going to roll out.
It sounds like this is going to be a really uphill task, Tang Yi, because we can't deny the efficiency and the speed and all the advantages that 5G and IoT devices are going to bring to us. And yet, we understand the security concerns too. How are we going to balance all of this?
Right.
Because you don't want to fall behind, say, other regions that have rolled out 5G. How are businesses or, say, the mobile operators like we talked about earlier going to be able to equip themselves with robust enough systems?
I believe that there's no stopping of 5G, the evolution. I think it's very important. It's just like, you know, I mean, when Singapore first established, the first investment that the government put in would be for defense, right? So similarly, for all the operators, as I mentioned earlier, about 80% of them, they are already considering security investment in their 5G rollout. I think that's very important. And one of the major consideration is how do they enhance the DDoS protection? So that is very important. So it's just like you're going to open shopping mall for business, you do not want unwanted crowd blocking your entrance where the actual users don't get to go in, right?
Right.
And I do believe it's a balance in the sense that when we roll out 5G services, you have to ensure that securities are put in place. Because with 5G, the other characteristic is that the traffic volume will increase and your attack surface will be expanded. Just imagine that, you know, in 4G, in 1 square kilometer, you can put 1,000 IoT devices, but with 5G, you can put 1 million, which is 1,000 times more. So you really have to consider that you have to build a very robust security to protect, to make sure that your 5G services are constantly available. So so-called DDoS protection is one of that. There will be other considerations when they build in. And I think it's very good to hear from the report that, you know, many of the mobile network operators are considering security when they are rolling out the 5G already.
But the thing is that, Tang Yi, considering is one thing, actually doing is another thing. What might hold businesses back? Perhaps they feel more robust cyber cybersecurity systems could mean more money that I need to fork out.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is an investment they need to make, isn't it?
Definitely. I think whenever we build any new infrastructure, in this case of 5G, definitely security is one of the investments they have to consider. But you have to balance with the benefits that 5G is going to bring. So like, for example, self-driving cars, and you have
That's
IoT.
That's questionable, yes. Tang Yi. We've heard of some accidents that have happened as a result. But never mind.
All right.
Self-driving cars and other sorts of advantages. Talk us through them.
So we mentioned about self-driving cars. It could be IoT devices that are interconnected. For example, you are wearing a health monitoring system. So at the moment, it's a bit passive. But in 5G, because the connectivities are there, it's fast, it's the low latency, you can be monitored by the hospital. And the other one would be Industry 4.0, where you see the blur line of technology with manufacturing processes all coming together. So this will be all the advantage of 5G. And more importantly is that in 4G, usually operators only get their revenue from consumer. But with 5G, because of the proliferation of business usage, they will get the revenue, be able to receive a pretty good size of revenue from business.
So this is the average revenue per user rate that has been declining.
Mm-hmm.
But with 5G, it helps in that regard.
Definitely. So with 4G, mobile operators usually or mostly get their revenue from consumer. But with 5G, you know, because of the application in businesses, they should get additional revenue.
Let's talk about Joe Small, if you will, for the individual consumer, what 5G means and what we need to look out for
right. In
terms of security.
For 5G, there will be three use cases. So the first will be the enhanced mobile broadband. So currently in 4G, yes, we can watch a video, we can watch a movie streaming down, right? But with 5G, it will give the user a richer experience. For example, virtual reality or augmented reality, right? So that's one class of usage. The other one will be massive IoT connected. So for example, earlier we mentioned about health monitoring devices you're wearing is connected to the hospital. You have, let's say, like smart street lamps that are connected with the weather bureau and with maybe the, like in Singapore case, would be the LTA. So the street lamps will be able to adjust the weather as well as traffic conditions. And we talk about Industry 4.0, right? So those will be the, you know, second class of usage. The third category of usage will be the ultra reliable, low latency application. We talk about the self-driving cars. If you come to a junction, maybe car A and car B are approaching from different directions, and car A and car B, they will be able to talk to each other to say that, hey, you know,
I'm coming.
Yeah. Exactly, right? I'm at 80 kilometers, I'll reach there in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And car B says that, hey, you know, I'm going to at the same speed, so arriving at the same time, but car A say, I'm going to the hospital. So car B noticed that there's an emergency. So you let car A pass first, right? So those are pretty exciting use cases that we will be seeing.
But from a consumer standpoint, mm-hmm. what can we do, I suppose, in terms mm-hmm. of cybersecurity? We can only trust our service provider, our mobile operators
right.
in this regard. But on an individual level, is mm-hmm. there something we can do?
Definitely. I do believe that security is everybody's responsibilities. As a consumer, as a user, we should be always constantly be aware of the devices we're using, right? For example, the mobile phone we're using, the laptop we are using, all this will be part of this connected world. And also at home, maybe if you have a home cam, make sure that there's a security password, change it, right? Usually the security password when it comes as a default is 0000. So change that.
Or something 1234.
Exactly.
So change it. Okay. And of course, let's not have the same password for everything you own.
Yes, exactly.
How prepared though, in your opinion, Tang Yi, our service providers, when 5G comes time to roll out at this point?
Right. If you look at the worldwide trend, there are already, let's take Korea for example, the three large mobile operators in Korea, which is Korea Telecom, SK Telecoms and LGU Plus, they have rolled out their 5G and Samsung has made the 5G handset available. And I think that would be an early start for 5G adoption for Korea, and we are quite fortunate because we helped, you know, we contributed to part of that deployments. And I would say that, you know, users are or consumers are warmly receiving that, but we are going to hear more good news. How are they going to use those applications? And Korea being quite innovative in these aspects. So hopefully the next time when I meet you, I can kind of update you. Hey, what are the exciting?
We can learn some good things from best practices, so to
exactly.
speak. With Korea, you go first. It could be dangerous, right? That way I can pick up some tips. Do you think though consumers maybe should just take a wait and see approach? So when come time 2020, Singapore rolls out its 5G network, maybe I don't hop on it first.
I would say that.
Just to sound pragmatic and a bit suspicious, so to speak.
Right, right. I think we should hop onto the bandwagon. I think it's exciting. Just imagine that, you know, with your handset. So there are two aspects, right? Direct experience. So instead of watching videos and now you can participate in virtual reality, just imagine that you want to do a home design. You can kind of wear a goggle and kind of look at how you're going to, you know, what colors will be suitable for the wall. And the indirect aspects will be that things like self-driving cars, it might not be here immediately, but the 5G technologies will kind of seep into our daily life, whether we like it or we don't like it, in an indirect manner. And we'll be the, as consumer, we'll be the benefiting from all these exciting technologies.
You can find out more about A10 Network's new Securing the Future of a Smart World 5G survey over at their website, a10networks.com. That's a10networks.com. Song Tang Yi is Vice President APEC at A10 Networks. Tang Yi, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.